time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, Minds Over Matter. Moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by teacher cinematographer Cameron Shaw and San Francisco Chronicle's music critic Joshua Cosman. Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're having a lovely, lovely weekend. And we also hope you can spare us an hour of your valuable time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So naturally, we want your participation out there. All you have to do is give us a call and hopefully come up with a question or an answer. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134, or toll-free. Yes, there actually is a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. First of all, I'd like to thank everybody who called last week and donated to the station, and whether it be in the name of our show or not, I appreciate that very much, and I want you to know we'll do the best show we can to keep up your faith in us. So, again, thanks a lot. Again, so the two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter1, that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral 1, so that is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. We don't read the emails during the show generally. Unless the phones go out, and that has happened. But they all get read. So just feel free if you have a comment or a question. That's mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. If you'd like to hear this show on live stream, you can certainly do that just by going to kalw.org, where the live stream is available. And if you'd like to hear the podcast of the show afterwards, in case you call in and love the sound of your voice, or my voice, or anybody's voice, that will also be at kalw.org, and later on at iTunes and a lot of other places. So, okay, we'll be taking your questions and giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So, again, settle back and listen and give us a call, hopefully. We're going to start with a round of introductions, and here's the first. Cameron Shaw is the watcher on the walls, the sword in the darkness, and would like to wish everyone a happy Game of Thrones finale day. And now our watch is over.
It's so sad. Joshua Cosman has his money on Jon Snow waking up in Winterfell next to Suzanne Plishet.
And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, will speak now, but he can't promise to forever hold his peace.
All right. And I'm going to remove my jacket because David says it's too noisy.
It's making a lot of noise. Even I can hear it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
Well, now I can't hear anything.
Okay. All right. Wait a minute. It's coming off. Anyway, we're going to start with
wardrobe.
This is great
here.
Radio.
We're going to start with Cameron Shaw. So
all
go
right.
ahead.
Okay. I'm going to do my list question first, as I've gotten into the habit of doing. So the National Statuary Hall in Washington, D.C. features two statues from every state, donated by every state, honoring somebody from their state that made a big difference or was famous for some reason or another. I'm wondering, except for Washington, D.C., which has one, I'm wondering who the statues are from the following states: Washington, D.C., Hawaii, Ohio, Virginia, and California. And then for a bonus question, one of California's recently replaced another person. Who was the person that it replaced? So I'll read them again. Who are the representatives in the National Statuary Hall for Washington, D.C., Hawaii, Ohio, Virginia, and California? And who was recently replaced as a California representative?
Hmm.
You guys a couple guesses.
I,
You don't have to guess.
I'm thinking about Hawaii, and I'm thinking whether King Kamehameha might be there.
Yes, Kamehameha
Sweet.
The first.
There you go.
I guessed him because I can never remember the queen's name who wrote Aloha Oe.
Lilikalani.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that the other one?
That is not the other one.
Okay,
no.
One royalty is enough.
I will say, just to give you guys a hint, that these are all men.
Oh, really?
Yes, sadly.
So California, I think, removed, was it Thomas Starr King?
Yes, they removed Thomas Starr
because
King.
Because of these questionable things he did in his life?
Mm. Yes.
And did they put in Ronald Reagan?
They put in Ronald Reagan to replace Thomas Starr King, yes.
Even though he had questionable things he did in his
life. I was going to say, but Thomas Starr King must be really questionable.
And
I don't suppose the other one is John Muir, is it?
Yeah, for California, no. Mm.
And you said there's only one. Actually, that would have been an interesting question, too. What is the only place that has only one statue?
That would have
For Washington, D.C., well, all right, I'll take the obvious guess, which is probably wrong, of George Washington.
No, it is not George Washington.
Okay.
Is it the French guy who
Lafont?
Who designed the city?
Pierre Lafont?
Sure.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. So why don't you just go over the whole thing once more?
Okay. So the National Statuary Hall in Washington, D.C. has two statues representing each state except for Washington, D.C., which is not a state, so it has one. Who are the representatives for Washington, D.C., Hawaii, Ohio, Virginia, and California? We've gotten Kamehameha I for Hawaii and Ronald Reagan for California, who replaced Thomas Starr King.
So I have a question.
Yes.
Now, this is not a question in terms of really the show, but just out of curiosity.
Yes.
Do any of the territories, like Puerto Rico, do they have statues?
I don't believe so. Okay. I don't know everything about the place, but I don't believe so. There is one statue that represents the country as a whole, which I thought was an interesting choice, but chose not to ask that.
All right. And Josh, you go ahead, too.
Okay. So as we were just discussing, this is the final night for Game of Thrones, and in the honor of Game of Thrones, I have a list here of 8 current and past television shows whose titles are 3 words exactly, and the second word is of, like Game of Thrones. I got rid of anything that had like definite articles and whatnot. And I'll give you, for each of them, 1 lead actor or actress, and you tell me the name of the show. I'll give you the whole list. Clark Gregg, Rachel Bilson, Robin Wright, Aziz Ansari, Nev Campbell, Jim Caviezel, Charlie Hunnam, and Vanna White. Again, these are stars of current and past television shows whose titles are 3 words exactly, the second word being of, just like the soon-to-be dearly departed Game of Thrones. I'll give you the whole list again real quick. Clark Gregg, Rachel Bilson, Robin Wright, Aziz Ansari, Nev Campbell, Jim Caviezel, Charlie Hunnam, Vanna White. These aren't all necessarily the number one lead performer in the show, but they're sort of representative of the star clutch.
All right, I'll let you go ahead.
Okay, how many guesses do I get?
Why don't you take 2 each?
All right. Aziz Ansari was on Master of None, and Nev Campbell was on Party of 5.
Yes, she was.
Rachel Bilson is at the Heart of Dixie?
Yes.
And what's left? I'm sorry.
Clark Gregg, Robin Wright, Jim Caviezel, Charlie Hunnam, and Vanna White.
And Robin Wright was the... That must be the one with... what's his name? Where she played the vice... The Kevin Spacey, right. What is it?
I'm blanking.
House of Cards. Thank you, David.
So when I first started making this question, I thought I'm going to go find all the names like Game of Thrones where it's blank of blanks, and House of Cards is actually the only one I could find, so I had to widen it a little bit.
All right,
so still to come, Clark Gregg, Jim Caviezel, Charlie Hunnam, and Vanna White. So I'm interested that you knew Rachel Bilson and Heart of Dixie. That was completely...
I never saw the show. I just happened to remember that.
Oh, okay.
All right, that's all.
Good.
Yeah. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there? Anybody there?
This is Colette from San Leandro.
Hi, you're on.
And My question is, what was Winston Churchill's brother's name?
What was Winston Churchill's brother's name?
Uh-huh.
We had one older brother who was the Duke, who inherited the title. What was his name? Was it Randolph?
No, it was Jack.
Jack Churchill.
Jack,
was it
okay.
John? No.
Okay. Jack or John. Well, I guess that's, yeah.
Yeah, he goes by Jack, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Steve, how are you?
Good.
So answers from last time, women in ancient Egypt used a lot of wild thing on internet. Don't believe that. The thing they used most for birth control was honey and acacia leaves. They ground the leaves and they mix it with honey, and they use that for birth control. Honey and acacia leaves. Okay? Mm-hmm. Actually, men as well, Kim Evans, they used what it's like today, condoms, and it was made out stomach of sheep.
Right. Really? I have heard that. Yes.
Yeah, well, it is. Okay, as far as WIMPs and MASHOs, WIMPs stands for weakly interacting massive particles. These are matter like us, but it doesn't interact with other matter, normal matter like us, except with gravity. So right now we can have billions of them going through your body and you don't feel them. And they've been hunting for them for a long time. A few weeks ago, they may have discovered one of these particles. MASHOs stand for massive astrophysical compact halo object. These are like matter like us, but dark object, usually around the outside part of the galaxies. So remember, all of the normal matter like us only makes 5%. Of the whole universe, and that includes us, Earth, Sun, planets, the solar system, or the Sun, or the whole galaxy, and all of the galaxies. Only 5% of the universe. To give you an idea, dark matter makes about 27% of the universe, and 68% of the universe.
What was your
dark energy?
What was your question about this, E?
No, I'm giving you just what is the answer from last week.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, the answer. So we have no idea what dark energy is. Okay, question for you. What is this? We missed it yesterday because of the rain. What is flower blue moon? We could not see it. You know, it was definitely yesterday.
Flower blue moon?
Right. That was, you know, we could not see it because of the heavy rain we had last night. What is it?
No.
Yeah, I don't. I know a super moon. I know a harvest moon. I've never heard of a flower moon. Yeah.
Well,
so a blue moon is when there are two full moons within 1 month.
That was the idea before, but that was changed.
So flower blue moon
is okay. Flower because it happened in May. You know, a lot of plants are flowering. Okay. And now the definition for blue moon: when the third moon out of four moons within one, the third full moon out of four full moons in one season.
Huh. Okay.
Astronomy, you people are crazy. They always like to change things, as they did with the planet.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. I'll give you a couple of questions here. What is the most visited man-made monument in the world? One guess.
The Great Wall of China.
Ooh, that's a very good guess. But no.
Thank you.
Let me change this very slightly.
Okay.
What is the most visited man-made paid monument in the world? That's where you have to pay to see it.
Pay to see it or pay to go in it?
Pay to go in it.
Okay.
How about the Eiffel Tower?
That is correct.
All right.
That is correct. Okay. Following up on that question, I was hoping you would get that easily so I could follow up on it. This year marks the Eiffel Tower's 130th anniversary. What was the tallest man-made structure before the Eiffel Tower, and what was the tallest man-made structure right after the Eiffel Tower? that came that earned the title of the tallest man-made structure.
So the earlier one, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I think the earlier one, it turns out to be like the Great Pyramid of Giza or something. Really, like there's an enormous gap.
No.
But it's not that.
It is not that. It's after that.
It's after that.
Yes. So this is the Eiffel Tower's 130th anniversary. What was the tallest man-made structure before the Eiffel Tower, which would have been when it opened in 1889, and what was the tallest man-made structure that replaced the Eiffel Tower in the 20th century?
I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say the World Trade Center, perhaps. No.
Nope. Okay.
I was going to guess the Empire State Building?
No.
Okay.
All right. One more question. And of the 10 most performed high school musicals in last year, 2018, which one has also been the title of an opera? It is not performed as an opera in high school,
but of course.
I'm saying. Of the 10 most performed high school musicals in 2018 in the U.S., which one has also been the title of an opera?
I should be able to think of this, but I'm curious to know, are they both treatments of the same material?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, well, you could be...
It's not two different... Yeah.
It's the same material.
Same material.
How about West Side Story? Something in that capacity
based
like Romeo
on
Romeo and Juliet.
And Juliet.
Yeah.
No, because it would have the same title.
Yeah, okay. It doesn't have the same
so
title.
No, not that.
All right. That's a thinker.
All right. So once more, of the 10 most performed high school musicals in 2018 in the U.S., which one has also been the title of an opera using the same basic material? Think that over.
Opera is a weak spot of mine.
And the two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, this is David Weldy in San Francisco.
Hi, David. Nice to hear from you.
Hi. The first male English language writer to receive the Nobel Prize in Literature was also the youngest recipient to date. But can any of you or your guests tell me who that person is?
I didn't realize it was still the youngest. I mean, Kipling was way young and I think was the youngest at the time. Is that who you're thinking of?
Ding, ding, ding. Yes.
Okay.
Very good, Joshua.
I didn't know he was still the youngest. Wow, that's impressive.
How old was he?
41 in 1907.
I still
and I have a question.
Okay.
What is probably the number one food that the Queen of England, since we're on Game of Thrones tonight, which is the food that she abhors?
Oh.
The current Queen of England.
Yes.
Huh.
Well, is this a common food?
Yes.
Is it common to people in the United States as well?
It certainly is, and especially in California.
Kale.
That's a good guess.
No, okay.
I don't know.
Especially the people in California.
Because we had her over to the house and she just ate everything. Yeah. It was very nice.
How about avocados?
She was just being polite. That's a good guess, too.
Avocados?
No, it is garlic.
Ah.
Okay. Interesting.
Huh. Okay.
Well, she has to meet a lot of people.
She neither likes the taste of it, nor does she like the idea of having that the appearance that she's eaten.
Maybe she's a vampire.
She does carry her own supply of blood with her when she travels.
Ah, yes.
Thank you for the great show.
Thank you, David. And you are listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We've been here every Sunday for almost 26 years. Well, not quite, but we hope you will give us a call or with a question or an answer. And that number is area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Our panel tonight, Cameron Shaw, teacher and cinematographer, Joshua Cosman, of course you know from the San Francisco Chronicle, is a music critic, and I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. And also, as I said before, I want to thank everyone who contributed to our spring membership program, and if your good intentions are still failing you, maybe, you can feel free to participate still. All donations made online before midnight tonight, or actually midnight on Wednesday, I should say, will count. So please go to kalw.org. So all donations made online before midnight on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, will count toward our drive. So please go to kalw.org. Okay. And Cameron, I believe it's your turn.
Okay. Tomorrow, May 20th, Big K, and I'm doing air quotes here, Big K will be retired and its replacement will debut. What is Big K? The K part is significant in that.
And Big K is all in quotes.
Yeah, that's its nickname.
It's Big K.
This is not a person.
It's not a person.
It's a product
of some
kind.
So it is something that will be retired. Yes, that has been in use and will be retired.
So as Josh suggested, is it a product?
Not really, no.
Is this a utilitarian item?
Yes.
Okay.
But not that is in common everyday. It's sort of a representative of sorts.
Is this a specialized scientific thing?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I figured.
Mm.
Well, is it a satellite of some kind?
No, but that's a good guess. No.
Boy, I don't even know. So it's something that like a satellite, is in sort of public general use for the benefit of humanity.
Yes.
To some extent.
And has been until now, and it is being replaced with something slightly more accurate.
Thank you. Yes, yes, I know exactly what it is,
okay.
Except I can't remember the details. It's a piece of metal or something that is a reference for one of the SI measures for like centigrams or something like that.
Well, it starts with K.
So it's a
kilogram.
Yeah. So yeah, you got it. It's the chunk of platinum iridium alloy that has been used as the worldwide standard for a kilogram since I think 1889, and it's being replaced by a constant value in nature. So
wow. I can't believe that.
I thought that was interesting.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
I've always wondered about it. It's somewhere in Paris, right?
In a vault. It's somewhere in Paris, and there are replicas of it as well. So
weird.
Good
job. Like it's like a sort of a new scientific version of, you know, it's as long as the king's thumb.
Yeah, exactly.
There didn't seem to be any crying need to replace it, though, really, was
it? Well, it's been deteriorating.
Oh.
So it's not, it's something like 0.005 micro something's less than it used to be.
Okay.
So they don't want that to happen.
All right. All right. Give us another question.
Okay. What is a Canada Pale? Same sort of.
Canada Pale?
Canada Pale.
Is pale P-A-L-E?
P-A-L-E, yes.
Is it a goose?
No, it is not a living thing.
Okay.
Is it a beer?
No. How about this? I'll give you a category for this and my next question. So these are flag questions. So what is a Canada Pale? And then the follow-up is, what is the only U.S. state flag to feature the Union Jack?
Ooh.
Well, that's Hawaii.
Hawaii, yeah. Okay.
It does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
of Cook?
It was a, yes.
Exactly.
Huh.
Yeah.
It was a British possession for a short period.
The Sandwich Islands.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, in that vein, what is a Canada
Pale? What is
Pale?
A Canada Pale?
Yeah.
So this is a flag related thing.
It has to do with flags.
And it's some version of a Canadian flag? Or
well, it's sort of named after something
so
to do
So when
with
you say Canada Pale, could that be a paler version of the Canada Red that appears on the flag?
No, but you're getting into the right
it's
zone.
It's a color thing.
It's a sort of, yeah.
Okay. Let me think about it.
I'm still thinking about the High School Musicals.
I know, so am I.
And it's something you've heard of. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, it's Dave from Orange County. How you doing?
Hey, Dave. Good.
Hey, I got some answers and some questions for you.
All right.
So Charlie Hunnam is on Sons of Anarchy.
Correct.
Good.
I only know that because we missed the trivia last night. and Vanna White is, of course, on Wheel of Fortune.
Of course.
Yes.
For Statuary Hall, I have a couple guesses. Hawaii, is it Daniel Inouye?
No, it is not. That's good. A good guess, though. Yeah.
Okay. For California, how about Leland Stanford?
No, but that would make sense. But no, it is not Leland Stanford.
Okay. And then for Virginia, Thomas Jefferson?
No, not Thomas Jefferson.
And Patrick Henry?
Nope. Oh, that's... Sorry. Yeah, wonderful. All good guesses.
Over four. All right. Okay, so I don't have any questions about Egypt, but I do have some questions about my native land, which is Waukesha, Wisconsin.
All right. Ah.
All right, so three short questions about Waukesha, Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
Which is just right outside of Milwaukee. It's almost a suburb. First, what musician known as the Wizard of Waukesha is the only person to be in both the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the National Inventors Hall of Fame?
Ooh.
Sounds like Les Paul.
That's Les Paul, yes.
Good job.
Invented electric guitar and multi-tracking and all sorts of stuff.
Huh.
Okay, what do residents of southeastern Wisconsin call a drinking fountain?
This is not a pejorative thing. This is just a...
It's not, no.
All right, just a local slang,
yeah.
In other words.
Okay. It's a weird regionalism, yeah.
Okay.
Huh. I don't think I've ever come across a weird regionalism for...
Does it make perfect sense when you hear it?
I would say so, yeah.
Okay.
I'll also say that some people in Massachusetts and Rhode Island also call it that, but it's primarily associated with Wisconsin.
All right. Well, go on to the last question while we think about that.
Okay. And the third question is, in the late 19th century, Waukesha was world famous for its natural mineral springs. Even Mary Todd Lincoln used them, so looking for relief from her melancholy after her widowhood. But during this time, its nickname was Blank of the West. What city in New York fills in the blank?
Because of the hot springs?
Oh, because of the springs.
The natural mineral springs.
Saratoga.
Saratoga, right.
Right.
Saratoga,
right,
of the West.
All right. Now, okay. What do they call a drinking fountain?
What do they call a drinking fountain?
Water cabinet.
No.
That's a toilet, I think.
Yes.
Maybe,
water
I don't
closet.
Know. A water closet.
Does it have the word water in it?
It does not.
Oh, okay.
Like a tap of some sort, or
no
waterfall? No.
How many words are in it?
It's one word, seven letters.
I don't think we're gonna get this.
David suggested
bubbler.
Bubbler is correct.
Oh,
is it
really?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, David.
There you go.
A bubbler.
A bubbler.
Good job.
Yeah. Because the original design had a water spout that went up into the air, which is kind of unique. And so it made sort of bubbles, and that's why we call it a bubbler.
Okay.
All right. And last thing, I have a small bone to pick with Ede, because he was talking about dark matter and the macho theory, massive compact halo objects. Macho theory hasn't been a theory of dark matter for about 20 years. It hasn't been used. So Ede needs to update his database a little bit.
All right.
Oh, gauntlet thrown.
Pass that baby along. All right. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
And Josh, it's your turn.
Okay. Let's see. What have I got here? I got a question about the Academy Award for Best Song. As you know, the Best Song Oscar only goes to a song that is written originally for that movie. I mean, written afresh for the sake of that movie. It's not something that's recycled. Since 1991, with Beauty and the Beast, there has only been one Oscar-winning best song that shares a title with the movie in which it appears. Do you know which it is?
That's a good question.
1991.
So 1991 was Beauty and the Beast. That was the second last time this happened. And since then, there's only been one.
So it's hard to be a pimp is not on there.
That's not. That's right. No, exactly.
Great okay. song though.
You got a guess, Cameron?
I don't remember if this is the name of the song, but is it the song from Once?
No.
No. Okay.
No, that's called Starting Over. Yeah, falling again
or something
somewhere.
Like that. Yeah.
It's not right.
Is this song from what you would call a musical?
No.
Okay, so it's like a theme song.
It's a theme song, exactly.
Okay. All right. Is it a James Bond song?
It is.
Oh, then it's Skyfall.
That is correct.
There you go. Yeah.
Well done. Share the bell.
That was a communal
effort.
That was a team effort.
Well done to you. Good.
All right. Give us another question.
All right. There are 5 symphonies by Haydn and Mozart altogether that are nicknamed after European cities. What are the cities?
Oh, Prague.
Prague is one.
London.
London is 2.
Vienna?
Not Vienna. There's no Vienna Symphony.
What's the other Mozart? I'm trying to think. So, how many are? Split those up.
I don't think I will.
No.
Just if it gets tight, I'll.
How about Salzburg?
Good guess, but no.
Okay.
No. So let's see. London. Oh, Paris.
Paris is
for Haydn.
For Mozart.
Oh, for Mozart. Sorry.
Yeah.
And
so Paris and Prague for Mozart and London for Haydn, and there's 2 left, 1 from each.
Okay. All right, let me think about that.
So, just to reiterate, 5 symphonies by Haydn and Mozart altogether named after European cities. Then you got Paris and Prague symphonies of Mozart and the London Symphony of Haydn. There's 2 more remaining, 1 from each composer.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Daniel from San Francisco. How are you guys?
Good, thank you.
Good, good. I was wondering if I could answer a couple of questions.
Yes.
We were wondering that, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and first of all, I just got to say, I love listening to the show. First-time caller, but love listening to the show.
You're the one. Okay.
For clarification on the statuary, one of the states was Ohio?
One of the states was Ohio, yes.
Oh, okay. So for Ohio, John Glenn?
No. Oh, you know, that would be such a... That makes more sense than either of the actual ones, I think.
Okay. And I would like to take a stab at the D.C. one.
Sure.
Boss Shepherd, by chance?
No, it is not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's it.
And one I think I do have is, I can never pronounce his last name, but Jim, for the of question?
Caviezel.
Oh, Jim Caviezel. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, thank you. It would be person of interest.
That is correct.
Very good.
Well done.
Great. Got one.
I learned how to pronounce Caviezel for the sake of that question. I went and researched it.
Well, thank you. I'll keep listening so that hopefully I can learn it too.
Good.
So,
thank you.
Thank you very much, you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's on Ohio. Is it Wilbur or Orville Wright?
No.
Or Garfield or McKinley?
James Garfield.
Garfield.
Yeah,
okay.
Good job.
All right. Well, that's one anyway.
Say, I have a question for everyone listening, because James Garfield has been on my mind lately, as he often is, because I saw one of these hipster guys with the long, pointy beard like Garfield has and like Rutherford B. Hayes wore, mm-hmm. and it's coming back into style. And what I want to know is there a name for that style of beard?
So you wouldn't call it a spade beard or a...
Oh, is that... maybe that's it. I mean, yeah, the fact that I don't know doesn't mean that's wrong.
Or Van Dyke. Well,
it's not a Van Dyke
because
no.
It's a full beard.
It's a full beard, but the point is it's long and pointy.
They're
in
a
that
little
way.
Freudian. I don't know.
Well, Freud's wasn't that long.
No, it wasn't long.
Try spade.
Spade beard.
Look
okay.
that up and see if it
thank
would apply.
You. All right, good. It's been an educational evening as always.
All
thank
right.
you.
Okay.
Okay, good. What's your question?
Okay. Well, I have 2 geography questions sort of tied in together. Russia and China are each bordered by 14 countries. but what are the countries that border both Russia and China?
Oh.
Okay.
How many are there?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well, India is one.
No.
Mongolia.
India's not one?
Does not border Russia. Remember, it has to border...
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. It doesn't. I beg your
pardon. So I'm only looking for the countries that border both Russia and China.
Okay. Mongolia?
Mongolia is one.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay. Kazakhstan.
Probably not Kazakhstan, but I'm thinking like Kyrgyzstan.
No, she's right.
Oh. She's right and I'm wrong.
But I do get them mixed up a lot. So
I don't get them mixed up, but I just have had them wrong. Kazakhstan?
So Russia and China are each bordered by 14 countries. But what are the countries that border both Russia and China together? And so far we have Kazakhstan and Mongolia.
Hmm.
I'll think that over.
How about Nepal and Bhutan?
No.
Neither of them?
Nope.
Well, okay. I'm just striking out here.
Let's try some more stands.
All right.
Uzbekistan.
There are no more stands.
No more stands. Okay,
no.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
How many more? And you won't tell us how many there are.
I will not.
Because it's
too
giveaway.
Yeah.
All
right. All right. Second geography question. There are 9 seas in the world. Sea is S-E-A-S.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Named after countries or have countries' names in the name, in their title. So there are 9 seas that are named after countries or have the same country's name in their title. I'll give you each 2 guesses.
South China Sea.
Right. That is not the only sea with China in it, by the way.
It's the only one I know of. It has to have sea in the name.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if are sea and ocean, are those well defined?
No,
no
oceans.
So the
only
ocean
seas.
Doesn't count.
Okay. Only seas.
I understand.
Yes. That's the official title. Is it?
Got it.
There are seas.
Okay.
Okay. So once more, Russia and China are each bordered by 14 countries. But what are the countries that border both Russia and China together? And so far, we have Mongolia and Kazakhstan. There are 9 seas, not oceans, seas, in the world that have a country's name in them. So, what are they? So far, we have the South China Sea.
Is there an Irish Sea?
There is an Irish
yes.
Sea. Very good. So, that's for both. All right.
Irish Sea.
And we are a little past halfway, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Karen?
Okay. I'm looking for the representatives in the National Statuary Hall I'm looking for one more from California, one from the District of Columbia, one from Hawaii, one from Ohio, and 2 from Virginia. And I'm also wondering what is a Canada Pale, which is a flag term.
And Josh?
One last TV show with a name that is something of something, X of X, and it stars Clark Gregg. And 2 symphonies, one by Haydn, one by Mozart, nicknamed after European cities.
All right. And let's see. Of the 10 most performed high school musicals in 2018 in the U.S., which one has also been the title of an opera? Same basic story, but obviously what's performed in high school is not an opera. So of the 10 most performed high school musicals in 2018, which one has also been the title of an opera? And the Eiffel Tower's... You want to
No.
The Eiffel Tower's 130th anniversary is this year. What was the tallest man-made structure in the world before the Eiffel Tower was built? And what was the tallest man-made structure in the world that... displaced the Eiffel Tower as the tallest. Okay. And there are 9 seas that are named after countries or have a country's name in their title. So far we have the Irish Sea and the South China Sea. And the 2 numbers to join us are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Fran in San Francisco.
Hi, Fran.
Hi. I'm going to guess on a TV show with the but it's probably not it.
It might
be. The Life of Riley.
Ooh.
There was a TV show called The Life of Riley.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
but
it was The.
Oh,
yeah,
that's true.
I think so. Yeah, thanks. No, not right.
I have one question for you.
Yes.
Who is a famous person whose original name is Karen Elaine Johnson?
Sounds familiar.
It does sound...
Famous star.
Star of what medium?
TV, movies.
Is it Whoopi Goldberg?
Yes.
Oh, very good.
How did you know that?
I don't know. It was floating around in there somewhere.
I can't believe it, yeah.
He's a huge fan.
I had somebody look it up because I met somebody on a bus whose sister won the Whoopi Goldberg look-alike contest, which I thought was great, you know. Mm-hmm. So I have one more quick question, mm-hmm. and I would like some help on this. How come the Bronx is called the Bronx, but you don't call the other boroughs like the Queens or the Brooklyn in New York? Why do they call it the Bronx?
Bronx is a Dutch name. It comes from a Dutch word. I'm trying to remember what the...
Yeah, but I once knew the answer to this. This is because I've asked myself this same question.
I'm not sure if I have the right answer, and I may want feedback, but I think I may have it, but I'm not 100% sure.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. If we can leave it out, and maybe somebody will call up with it.
I would really like to do that.
All right. Okay.
Thanks a lot, everybody.
No problem.
Thanks. Bye-bye. There is a city in Oregon called The Dalles.
The Dalles.
Yeah. The Dalles. The Dalles.
Dalles.
The
Dalles. Yeah.
The Dalles. Which is, as far as I know, the only other one that has a obligatory definite article. Maybe there are others.
I think there is one more, but of course I can't think of what it is now.
There's the Gambia.
I think that came up.
Yeah,
in
the Gambia.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
The Ukraine.
No, they don't do that anymore.
Oh, they don't do that anymore.
Oh, no. That's very, very déclassé now.
Very recherché. And, all right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, and just to tack on to your last caller, I don't actually know the answer, but I'm wondering why in Southern California everybody calls freeways like the 5, the 10.
Oh. I want to know that, too.
I have been wondering that for years, and about a year or two ago, I read an article somewhere that explained it, and then I completely forgot the explanation, so I'm now back... completely ignorant again.
But there was some reason.
There was a reason
Thanks
given.
For your help.
I'll go look it up again and I'll bring it back.
Report back.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's see. I'll guess Clark Gregg was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That is correct.
Oh, very good.
Well done. That kills that category.
The tallest before the Eiffel Tower, was that Big Ben, maybe?
It was not Big Ben. That's a good guess.
How about after?
Nope, not before
All
or
right.
after.
I don't know when it was built. Let's see. The Hawaii for the statue, Jack Lord?
No. Wouldn't that be great, though? It'd be a good statue.
Yeah, with the hair and everything? No, how about Father Damien?
It is Father Damien.
There you
good
go.
Job.
Well done.
Yeah.
Okay. Washington, D.C. How about Duke Ellington?
Nope.
It's good. He's from Washington.
Yeah.
No, I know he's not, he's on their quarter. For Virginia, I'll take a wild guess. Did somebody say Washington yet?
Somebody guessed Washington for Washington, D.C., but Washington is actually for Virginia. Good job.
Okay.
George Washington.
And how about like Madison?
No.
The other one for there. Okay. Ohio. How about Columbus?
Nope.
No, let's go on the nose. Or Cincinnati.
no.
Or Les Nessman or Dr. Johnny Fever or any of those.
No.
Sadly,
no. Bailey. No, shoot. No. Okay. Herb Darlick, my favorite. Edie McClurg. No, all right, enough. The musical. No, I don't have a good guess. I'm sure Grease has not been an opera yet.
It has not. Not yet, anyway.
For the Haydn Mozart stuff. How about Berlin? Somebody guess Berlin.
No, not Berlin.
Leipzig?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
All right. Good guess, though.
Countries bordering Russia and China, North Korea?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Very good. Yeah. Russia has a 17-mile border with North Korea.
Yeah, a sliver.
Yes. Very good.
And the Sea of Japan is one of the seas.
Yes.
And I don't suppose Gulf of Mexico, you're not counting that as a sea, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. So I'll guess since you had that Eiffel Tower question, can you tell me what state is the tallest structure in the United States?
Tallest man-made structure?
Yes.
In the U.S. So, what is the tallest building in the United States?
Is it? Is it in Illinois?
It is not.
No, okay.
So, is this a building?
It is not.
Okay.
Is it a statue?
No.
Is it a some sort of radio tower or TV or
yes.
antenna?
Oh, is it in West Virginia, Green Bank, West Virginia? Is it the radio telescope?
No, you're thinking of the, quiet zone.
Nope, I don't know.
It's in North Dakota.
Really?
What is it?
Yeah, it's like you said, it's a radio television tower. That's just on the border, North Dakota and Minnesota. It's the third tallest structure in the world.
That must be the number one.
And the fourth one is right by it. And the sixth tallest structure is in California, right in Walnut Grove. The radio tower there is apparently the sixth tallest structure in the world. Shocked. And then what state is the number one per capita consumption of frozen pizza?
What state? So, if this is per capita, then...
Wow.
Yeah, apparently there are whole, supermarkets that have multiple aisles devoted to different varieties of frozen pizza in this state.
New Jersey?
No.
Alaska?
No.
No.
Okay. Everything's frozen.
Yeah, everything's
frozen. Everything's frozen.
Is there a logic to this, would you say?
Yeah, I would say there is.
Frozen pizza. Is it because it's in a hot... No, it doesn't make any sense. I was going to say it's in a hot state where they...
No.
Of course,
it's in a state that has a lot of microwaves. No.
No, we don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's think cheese production.
Wisconsin?
Wisconsin is correct.
Huh. Weird.
That's for
Yeah. And, on a related note, for some reason, Korbel Brandy, apparently they sell a third of all of their brandy in Wisconsin as well, which is an interesting little factoid, I thought. All right. Thanks a bunch. Great show.
Thank you.
As always.
All right.
Bye.
Good night. And who has a short question? You have a short question, Cameron?
I do. Who was the first president to throw out the first pitch at a baseball game?
He knows it, and I know it, but I'm not sure I can remember it. Okay. Is it? No, you better.
It's William Howard Taft.
William Howard Taft.
I was going to say Taft.
Yeah.
You should have gone with your instinct there. I just thought, what were the odds that he could get his arm up over the? Okay,
he was sitting down at the time.
Oh, wait,
he was. Yeah. Yes, William Howard Taft, 1912, I think.
I had 1910.
Okay,
but
all right,
close enough. Yeah.
And Josh, you have a short question?
Sure. I have a geography question.
All right.
This is a question that has two actual possible answers. One of them is sort of boring and trivial and not worth going into, but one of them is real. What two national capital cities have synonymous names?
Synonymous names.
Yeah. I mean, I'll toss out the boring one. Kingston, Jamaica, and Kingstown, St. Vincent are the same name, essentially. But that's not very interesting.
So these are worldwide. I was thinking of states.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, national capitals. World capitals. Two world capitals. The same names. Now that we've gotten rid of Kingstown, I can say in different languages, basically. They mean the same thing in two different languages.
Is one Tirana and the other one Tehran?
It is not.
All right.
Tirana
was actually
named after Tehran. I realized that afterwards. All right. So that's another boring one, like Kingston and Kingstown.
Well, excuse me.
It's a great question. It's a great answer to a different question.
All right. Why couldn't you have asked that question?
What world capital was named after what other world capital?
Yeah.
There you go.
So are these two countries near each other?
Yeah. They don't border each other, but they're in the same part of the world.
Okay. Two different languages.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Is this in Africa?
It is in Africa.
Okay.
Yes, this is dawn is starting to break slowly. All right, let me think about
that. All right,
think
it over.
Just read the question once more.
So what are the two world capitals, both as Dana has deduced, in the continent of Africa that have the same name in two different languages?
Same name in two different languages.
So is Johannesburg one of them?
It is not.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Good evening, Sparky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
All right. We'll put the symphonies question to rest. Prague and Linz.
Prague is those are both correct, but one of them was Dana got Prague already.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. So we're looking for one other from Haydn. We had Haydn's London Symphony, but there's another Haydn symphony named after a city.
But there is the Linz Symphony.
There
right?
is the Linz Symphony. Yes, that's where you can still hear that sound of that bell ringing in the studio.
All right, hold on. There we go. Got the feedback down. Now we're good.
Oh, okay.
I can't think of any other Haydn at the moment.
Yeah, this is
the building that the Eiffel Tower surpassed, was it the Washington Monument?
It was the Washington Monument.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
thank you.
Very good.
California, is the other statue Father Serra?
Yes, Junipero Serra. Good job.
Huh.
And, of course, there's the Arabian Sea.
Radiance.
Out there.
The what now?
The Arabian Sea.
The Arabian Sea. I thought you said the Radiant Sea.
That's what I heard, too.
There you go.
Arabian Sea. Okay.
Yes.
All right, I have a quick question. Of course, I have to recuse Dana on this because he heard it yesterday. thanks to Daryl for really obfuscating it. Who recorded versions of these one person recorded all these versions of all these songs. Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. Round Midnight by Thelonious Monk. Perfect Way by Screedy Paliti. My Funny Valentine. Bess, You Is My Woman Now. Someday My Prince Will Come. Surrey with the Fringe on Top.
Wow.
Huh.
Yes, one artist, as far as I know, recorded the covers of all those tunes.
Was this a vocalist?
Nope.
So it was a Surrey with the Fringe on Top.
So these
Dana's giving me clues here. He's making little clarinet hands or soprano sax hands or
Kenny G.
You got the wrong instrument, Dana.
Yeah.
And it's pretty recent because it's somebody. I mean, it's relatively. I mean, it's not John Coltrane.
No, but.
So these are. It's an instrumental version of all of these.
They are instrumental versions.
Okay.
I just don't know.
John.
But
Bolton?
You're on the right track. Someone who has recorded with Coltrane.
Oh.
Miles Davis?
Yes.
Miles Davis.
There you go.
Seriously?
Really?
Yeah.
Someday
like
My Prince Will Come.
Time After Time?
Perfect Way by Squeedy Paliti and also Human Nature by Michael Jackson.
Wow. I had no idea.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. His recent stuff, like before he died.
Interesting.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. That's it. We're done.
All right. Thanks, Marky. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds of Grammar.
Hi, this is David from Berkeley.
Hi, David.
Sparky and Maddie got the Linz Symphony, but Haydn wrote the Oxford Symphony.
There you
that
go.
Is correct. Well
and
done.
Number 82 or 88. I don't know. I can't remember which one, I think. Do I have time for a question?
Yeah,
or
go ahead. No, as long as it's not really long. Let's go ahead.
Joshua will probably know this. There's an aria, a well-known aria, in which the person sings to a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And Joshua, tell us what
that is. Oh, is that the question?
It's that's the first part.
Ombra My Fu from Handel's opera Xerxes.
Yes. So this is, I know another aria that a character sings praising the shade of a tree, but it's not exactly to the tree, but it's close to it. It's the closest thing I could find to it, another aria to a tree. And you know, anybody know what that might be?
There's another,
or who
you're,
did it?
You're saying there's another aria that is like that, addressed to a tree, or what's
it's like in praise of a tree. And it's by an interesting composer.
That's not ringing a bell.
Is it a 19th century composer?
It's a very late 19th, early 20th century composer.
Is it Delius by any chance?
No. But at least not that I know of. There might be other ones, but I only know
this
one.
But the one you're thinking of is this one. Is it Italian?
No.
This is out of my wheelhouse a little bit, I'm afraid. Let's see. She
sings it to a character about a tree, and the character that she's singing to is also named after a tree.
Is this about Strauss's Daphne?
No.
Because Daphne has that long last 15-minute aria where she turns into a tree.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a great answer. Did you say it's Richard Strauss?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if that might be after this.
Okay.
Let me just tell you, it's such a weird thing. Scott Joplin's opera, Tree Monisha. Her foster mother, Monisha, sings to Tree Monisha about how she found her under the shade of a sacred tree.
Well, that makes sense.
Interesting. I had no idea.
And Handel also wrote that beautiful opera, Praising the Shade of a Tree.
Exactly.
These are
good Arbor
Thank
Day
you.
Questions.
Yes.
Thanks,
David.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hey, Thomas.
But my Doris Day question is too long.
Oh.
So I'll just ask you a short question.
Okay.
Great.
When Carol Channing retired, she did a show in Vegas. Do you know what the name of it was?
I'd just be guessing. No, we don't know.
It's so great. The first 80 years are the hardest.
There you go.
Have a
Wonderful.
Good night.
Thanks, Thomas. Call us back with the Doris Day question. All right, one more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Marlene in Mission Bay.
Hi.
Did someone answer the question about the country that boarded China and Russia?
Yes, they're all gotten. It's Mongolia, Kazakhstan, and North Korea.
Oh, those are the only ones.
Only
three. Oh, you didn't tell me that. Yeah. Okay.
Japan, does that border both those countries?
It does not. There was a time, but no.
All right. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, time to clean up.
Do you have a hint on this High School Musical opera crossover that we never got?
It's been made into at least four different operas by four different composers.
Is it a Shakespeare?
It is not.
Okay.
It's a very old story.
Huh. All right.
All right.
Go ahead.
Cameron?
In Greek. Okay. I'm cleaning up my National Statuary Hall. The Washington, D.C. representative is Frederick Douglass. The one that wasn't gotten for Ohio was Thomas Edison, and the one that wasn't gotten for Virginia was Robert E. Lee. And then a Canada Pale is the thick white stripe in the middle of a tri-band flag. Any tri-band flag was named after the Canadian flag.
Okay. Josh?
Same name for the capitals of Sierra Leone and Gabon, which are Freetown and Libreville.
Oh, very good.
Okay.
That's all I got.
The Eiffel Tower, the tallest building in the world before the Eiffel Tower was the Washington Monument. That was only for 5 years. And the tallest building in the world after displaced the Eiffel Tower was the Chrysler Building in 1930.
Oh.
Of the 10 most performed high school musicals in 2018, which has been also the title of an opera, Cinderella.
Oh, that's
Cinderella. And let's see. The nine seas that are named to have the country's name in them: Norwegian Sea, Irish Sea, Libyan Sea, Philippine Sea, Arabian Sea, Timor Sea, Chilean Sea, East China Sea, and South China Sea. If we didn't get your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our thanks to Josh Cosman and Cameron Schaub and your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. My thanks to David LaTulipe and Steve Wilcott and hopefully join us next week. And please go online to kalw.org and make your donation. They would appreciate it very much, and so would I. Thanks. Bye-bye. It's Frank. It's gotta be this or that.